A line of skyscrapers rise at the edge of snow-covered Central Park. Text, Hallmark Channel presents title, Window Wonderland. The sun rises over the city. Pedestrians crowd the sidewalk in front of Radio City Music Hall. Text, Kyler Late, Paul Campbell, Maddie Pinocchio, Terrence Kelly. With Naomi Judd and Cameron Matheson. Taxis and cars cruise the streets and cross the Brooklyn Bridge to Manhattan. In a brownstone building, Sloane, a petite woman with short cropped dark hair and glasses, lunges into a yoga pose in her living room. She stretches her arms behind her. She fluffs the pillows on her bed and paces, looking at her phone. A man with short brown hair, Jake, gropes for his phone on his nightstand. He sits up and rubs his face. He brushes his teeth. Sloane puts in her contact lenses in a mirror. Sloane talks on the phone.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna wear those shoes.
No, I can't wear those. I'm wearing those on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Jay leans over a balcony in his robe with a cup of coffee in hand. Below, the city bustles.
Yes, I love you too.
Sloane pulls open a window shade, revealing a view of a brick wall. The city's day marches on. Boats chug up the river. People weave through a crosswalk on foot and on bicycles. Families ice skate in lazy circles at Rockefeller Center's ice rink. Jake strolls past a Santa with a donation bucket and drops some money in. Sloane strides down the sidewalk, smiling and checking her watch. Jake spots a guy with a newspaper on a bench.
Excuse me, is that the password? Thank you.
Jake snatches the paper without waiting for the man to answer. Jake arrives at a glass and white stone building. An older man washes the windows outside.
Hey, window washer.
Hey, window dresser.
Now, assistant window dresser, but thanks for the upgrade.
Nine-letter word for Spanish moss.
Is that mistletoe?
Of course.
I'm stuck on 13 down.
Yeah, I'm thinking chaplain.
That would work. You seen the boss dressed like that?
'Tis the season. Besides, unlike you, they didn't hire me for my looks.
I'm a looker.
Have a good one.
Sloane brings the window washer a coffee.
Okay, latte, extra foam.
Ah, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You look like you're ready to take over the world.
I would be happy to take over the front windows.
You do that, and I'll be here to wash it for you.
Thanks, Matt.
Good luck.
Hey.
Sloane passes a man in a suit on his way into the building.
Good morning, Mr. Fitch. How are you?
Cut the small talk, Sloane. Work to do.
Her eyes widen briefly and she strides on, entering a cluttered office where Jake already sits working on the crossword.
Hey.
Why are you here?
Oh, let me see. All right, I work here.
Yeah, but you're not here for the window job.
The position hasn't been filled yet, has it? Don't worry, I'm sure you'll get it.
Oh, I am not worried.
Candy cane?
No, thank you. I had candy canes for breakfast.
Oh, yum.
Okay, not that it's gonna help, but that sweater you're wearing
is awesome, right? Bought it on 34th Street.
Yeah. We're supposed to be wearing clothes from McGuire's. You know, so you may wanna take that off.
Oh, I see what's happening here. I'm flattered, honestly, but I feel like we should keep this relationship strictly professional.
This may be a joke to you, but this is not a joke to me. This job is about projecting an image. Okay, it's a responsibility.
We're not doctors without borders. We're window dressers.
Mm-mm. We are visual merchandisers.
Isn't that kind of like calling the trash guy a garbologist?
No.
Morning. How are you? Okay. Now, I'm sure you've both heard that our loyal Miss Jeffers, our head designer for 2 decades, stabbed us in the back and went to go work for our competitors, taking her people and her sketches and leaving me with empty windows and low-hanging fruit, a.k.a. you two. So, Merry Christmas to me. So, obviously, it's far too late to find any suitable replacements.
Well,
so.
I would actually be, I would be more than happy to step in for Miss Jeffers.
Oh, well, there you go. Problem solved, right?
No, I realize that I don't have her experience, per se.
No.
But three of the window ideas that were implemented over the summer, they were mine. Partially mine. I graduated from Parsons with honors.
Carry on, sorry.
Oh, thank you. And I have been working at McGuire's for 2 years now.
For 2 years? My gosh, that's practically a lifetime, 2 years.
I've been here 2 months and it feels like a lifetime. It
certainly does, Jake. Feels like a lifetime, yeah. Okay, guys, listen. Christmas is in 28 days. That's two new windows every week until the jolly fat guy in the suit shows up, right? Santa Claus, thank you.
I was going to say Santa.
Santa's going to show. I know we've been through some remodeling here, but McGuire's has 95 years of tradition we have to uphold, and we're not going to let some black-hearted turncoat bring us down.
No,
no, because our windows are going to grab people off the street and take their breath away, breath right out of them, running into the store with credit cards. Run, get out of my way, running in, buying things. Listen to me, this is very important. If the impossible were to happen and one of you two were to impress me, you might just find yourselves the next Miss Jeffers. God help us!
Thank you for the opportunity. I won't disappoint you.
Good.
I, on the other hand, might.
No doubt you will. No doubt you will. Pressure's on. Pressure cooker's on. Pressure's on. Come on, guys, let's do this.
Fitch dashes out.
Well, he's fun.
Shoppers fill the aisles of a spacious multi-level department store with elevators stretching down a central open space. Jake pushes a cart full of mannequin parts.
Nice legs. Or should I say, leg?
Sloane steps away from her cart to answer the phone.
Sloane Van Doren. Mom, I told you that I can't... No, you can't call me on my cell here. I don't get any reception. I'll call you back.
If it's not one thing, it's your mother, huh? So, three names or four?
What?
No, let me guess. Mrs. Bitsy Hanover Van Doren Jones. She's in the garden club. And on the board of several charities.
Wow. You must be psychic.
I am. And you know what else I see?
What?
Me as the future, Miss Jeffers.
And 95 years of McGuire's comes to a screeching halt.
You know, there are two windows. We could team up, pool our ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, or I could get both windows, and then you could go back to doing the sock display on the second floor.
Or I could get both windows, and you could go back to reading How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Sloane turns and knocks the mannequin head to the floor. She scoops it up and tosses it at Jake, who catches it like a basketball. She yanks her cart of mannequins out of the room. Nighttime. A sleek black car turns down an alley. It pulls to a stop at a side door and a tall man in a suit steps out of the back just as Sloane and Jake exit the building.
Lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Kenny, good to see you again.
It's Kenneth. Actually, and no offense, but I don't shake hands.
Tennis elbow?
No, germs.
Yes, it's flu season and Kenneth can't afford to get sick.
Oh, are you saying I make people sick?
At least one, yeah.
Ouch.
Kenneth helps Sloane into the car.
Yep.
Yeah, you two. Oh! Hey. You didn't drop a dime, did you, Kenny?
No.
Losers weepers. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yay!
Let's go.
I like this guy.
Jake waves the car off. He flips the dime and catches it. No. Kenneth and Sloane sit in an upscale bar.
Flanders and Missy want to meet up later.
Oh, I can't. I really need to get home and start sketching.
It's early.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, so, to clarify, if you get this... Mm-hmm. You'll be working over the holidays.
Well, yes.
So what about Aspen?
Yeah, we could go in January after New Year's.
Everyone will be gone by then.
So what? It's like Pompeii. The entire town vanishes.
Yeah. I mean, everyone that matters. Oh. Come on, nobody gives up skiing in Aspen to put up balloons in some window. Slow, nobody.
It's not just some window. It's my chance. You know, I could be head window designer at McGuire's.
Kenneth nods and swallows a mouthful of his drink.
Anyway, I probably won't get it. I mean, they'll most likely give it to Jake.
No, you're gonna get it.
I'll have my dad call Old Man McGuire, who belongs to our club. You'll get it.
What? No. Please don't do that.
Sloan, this is how things happen. People call in favors all the time.
But see, I don't want this to be a favor. I need to get this on my own. I can do this.
Okay.
Sloan flashes an uneasy smile. Jake poses for a painting class, resting his head on his hand.
All right. That's it for tonight, folks.
The teacher leans over Jake.
Jake?
Jake. Wake up, we're done.
Sorry.
The painters pack up and leave their canvases.
Jake, you have until 10 o'clock.
Thanks.
All right? Lock up on your way out.
Will do.
Major progress tonight, everybody. See you next Thursday.
Jake sets a palette and brushes on a stool. He uncovers a canvas depicting a winter landscape. He takes off his jacket and dabs his brush into the paint. He bites the end of the brush between his teeth and raises one eyebrow, studying his work. He adds some strokes to the eaves of a snow-covered cottage among the pine trees. Daytime. A dense crowd fills the sidewalk outside of McGuire's. Mac, the window washer, works outside, squeegeeing off a pane and wiping the streaks. Jake appears beside him.
Nine-letter word for shrew.
Herodin. Fishwife.
Hey, Mac.
Battle axe. It's battle axe.
Why did you just point at me and say battle axe?
What? Oh, come on. It's a term of endearment. A soldier goes to war, he needs his battle axe,
thanks,
right?
Honey.
Yeah, thanks, hon.
Hey, don't. No.
Come on, what happened to that Christmas spirit?
Okay, well, the bigger question is why is an adult eating a gingerbread man at 7:30 in the morning?
Adult? Thank you. I'm forgetting something. What am I forgetting?
Don't look at me. I don't know what day it is.
It's Wednesday.
It's Thursday.
What? How did that happen? So, big night with you and Sir Kenneth?
No, sketching, actually.
Oh, sketching.
Yes, for the window.
That's what I forgot. Paper. I forgot paper. You know what? Sorry.
Real quick.
What?
Hey, thanks.
You're kidding me. You're just doing this now?
Inspiration strikes when it strikes.
Yeah, no. Take your time. You have a whole, 7 minutes.
Yep.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
Hey, that's good.
A little snowman, maybe?
Yeah, we'll go over there.
Oh, yeah.
People. Clearly, this assignment was above your pay grade.
Oh, everything's above my pay grade.
Needless to say, I am happy to report that you're not entirely void of talent.
Thank you, Mr. Finch.
Billy Sloan, is there no end to your gratuitous pleasantries?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Installations begin tomorrow night, so it goes without saying that the alarm will be on. So exit through the alley door. The system will bypass that specific exit for 2 hours and then rearm. We don't need another Halloween fiasco.
That was a freak accident.
Okay. South window.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Fitch. And which one are we going to go for? The north window.
Fitch holds Jake's napkin sketch.
North window.
Hey, I accept. Oh, this is so unexpected. I'd like to thank my third grade art teacher. Of course, I wouldn't be sitting here today if it weren't for this chair.
I don't understand. I thought you said that only one of us was going to get to replace Miss Jeffers.
Oh, and one of you will. The one who brings in the most customers between now and Christmas.
With all due respect, Mr. Fitch, I take this very seriously. I mean, I was up all night with those sketches, and he did his in like, what, 10 minutes on the curb?
Well, 7, but who's counting?
His design was better. In fact, had he not smeared frosting on his second napkin, he might have had both windows.
Fitch gives a double thumbs up and marches out. Sloan eyes Jake over the table. They both fiddle with their pencils. Shoppers mingle in the store. A huge decoration of colorful illuminated baubles hangs over the escalators. Sloan dabs on lipstick in the ladies' room. The curly-haired bathroom attendant watches her.
You look tired, sweetheart. Sleep is crucial for women like us.
Like us?
You know, the unmarried. Look at me. I get my 9 hours no matter what. Alarm could go off in the building. My head stays on the pillow.
That sounds dangerous.
Not as dangerous as that lipstick you're wearing. Those red hues totally wash you out. You're a fall, not a winner. Knock him dead.
Thank you, Vita.
What? No tip for all that advice?
Sloane digs in her pocket.
Oh. Have a nice day.
How can I not? Look at all these surroundings. If you don't mind me saying so, dearie, that scarf doesn't do you any justice. Have you seen the display on the third floor?
A shopper glares at Rita.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
Rita frowns and shrugs. A gray sky hangs over McGuire's. Jake dodges a rack of clothing and boards the elevator. Rita approaches just as the doors start to close.
Oh, the door!
Whoa. Oh, my lady.
Thank you, dog.
Where are you headed?
Asper's.
Oh, cooking demonstration, by any chance?
Best appetizers in the house.
And all the house.
I just hope they have that plum pudding today.
Oh, no, plum pudding's Tuesdays. Today's candied yams. Wednesday and Friday are those honey-baked ham things.
Sounds like you could use a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive here than I'm used to.
McGuire's?
New York.
Ah, ain't that the truth?
Sloane gets on the elevator as Jake and Rita get off. She peers after them. After nightfall, Sloane stands inside an empty window display painting the walls. Next to her, Jake sits in a blank green window display watching the single TV on the wall. Mac pushes a mopping bucket in the alley. Rita comes outside.
Night, Mac.
Good night, Rita.
They smile sheepishly at each other as Rita leaves. Mac goes inside and finds Sloane busy at work.
Congrats on the window.
Oh, thank you. I just can't believe that he got the other one. He thinks this job's a joke.
Well, maybe it just seems that way.
You know, the thing that gets me, though, is he's good, you know?
Well, I don't know much about design, but I've seen a lot of windows in my day. And I'll tell you one thing. When Miss Jeffers started here, she wasn't all that good.
Really?
Oh, her first Christmas window was a styrofoam snowman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
With a carrot nose and the two eyes of coal.
Just one. The other one fell out.
Oh, no.
But she took this art class, and she got in touch with her creative side. Hmm. Well, my job's done.
Wow, wish I could say the same.
An all-nighter.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Oh, just another night at home.
No hot date?
More like cold leftovers and a good book.
Max smiles, waves, and leaves. Sloane exhales, hearing Jake next door. Sloane opens a window on the wall separating their two displays.
Oh, hey. You ever see this one? Oh, it is a classic.
Maybe when I was 7.
Oh, it's funnier now.
What's really funny is that you, you haven't even started.
I started. Plugged in the TV.
Jake comes to the window and leans into Sloane's space. The back wall is decorated with a city skyline.
Wow. Nice skyline.
Just go back to your cartoon.
I want to see what you do next. Will it be the Empire State Building or Statue of Liberty? I knew it. Oh, that looks heavy. Let me give you a hand.
Jake offers a mannequin hand.
Thank you.
No, take it. Come
no,
on, take
I
it.
Can manage.
Honestly,
I'll... Thank you.
All right, I'll be over here if you need me. Hanging out. Actually, you know what? I think I work better with an audience.
Jake presses his hands to the window.
Boy, it's like looking at a fishbowl.
A new day begins. Sloan and Jake take in each other's display. Sloan's is a Statue of Liberty cut out in a Santa hat. Jake's is a scene of Santa watching TV.
Ah, I see you went with less is more.
I see you went with more is more.
Not louder grabs, people.
You know, understated elegance, though, just taps him on the shoulder.
Yours is good. North Pole, Wi-Fi, very clever.
So's yours. Simple and to the point.
Kenneth pulls up.
This guy again, does he have to drive by here every day?
His office is up the street.
I thought he worked out of his car.
Hi.
Hi.
You look like you've been up all night.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh. Huh.
Kenneth looks at Jake's window.
Very clever.
Oh, thank you.
No, not that one. It's the other one.
Oh, right. Yeah, that one looks great too. Look, I'm late for work. Drinks later?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
He doesn't like mine.
Nah, what does he know? He's a suit.
Yeah, his family's on the board of the Guggenheim.
Never heard of it. Come on, I'll let you buy me a Bala latte.
Oh, this day just keeps getting better. See you later.
Fitch leans over Sloan and Jake's table with a sneer.
I have a million other places I could be right now.
Oh, name two.
Well, how about human resources, picking up your severance check, huh? Should I go on?
Nope, we're good.
Okay, listen. If someone comes into the store after seeing one of these displays, there's a 50% greater chance that they're going to make a purchase.
Wait, does that even make sense?
Yes, it makes sense, Jake.
Our sales up, Mr. Fitch.
Marginally.
Oh, you're welcome.
That wasn't a compliment. It's Sloan. Your window was pleasant, okay? But pleasant makes people smile.
Smiling is good, right?
No, not if they smile and keep walking down the street to the next store, okay? You were here to create the desire to shop, okay? So bring people in. Otherwise, I'm going to have to give Napkin King here your window, too. It's just the way it goes. Okay?
Fitch gives the stiff thumbs up again and marches out.
Is she going to gloat?
No. I liked your window. Are you finished with these? So I'm going to borrow this real quick.
Is there anything else I can get you, sir?
I could go for a sandwich.
I'll tell you where you can go.
In the evening, Sloan arrives at the art classroom. Jake is already there talking with students. Sloan spots him and stops in her tracks.
Oh, no. Max sent you here, too?
Apparently he wants us to spend more time together.
Yes, because clearly 9 hours a day isn't enough.
Hey, if you want to see me after hours, just come out and say it.
I am so done bringing him coffee.
Easels, everyone. Jake, we're starting.
Jake hops into the model's seat.
Today, we will be focusing on the eyes.
Windows to the soul.
New student?
No, I'm not.
Don't be shy. We're all very supportive here. Have a seat.
Set you up with a sketch pad. Seat, get you all set up. This charcoal, you are ready to draw.
Okay.
Kill the smile, Jake, it's very distracting. All right, heads up, everybody. Next session, we will be focusing on the upper torso.
Jake saucily unbuttons his top button.
Heads up on that one. Jake, of course, will be hitting the gym. We'll be doing crunches galore.
Jake gazes into Sloan's eyes and rests his chin on his fist, furrowing his brow. Sloan fails to suppress a grin. Jake smiles back and Sloan gives him a pointed stare. She gets to work on her drawing.
I know, I'll be out of here by 10.
The other lights left them on last night.
I did.
The teacher and students file out.
20 bucks, huh? You are a supermodel.
Well, I do it for the studio time. Not that I would turn down 20 bucks. Wow.
Sloan sketched Jake's face.
I didn't know I was so good looking. I assume this means you'll be sticking around for the upper torso, then?
You assume wrong.
I want to show you something.
If it's the upper torso, thanks. I pass.
No.
Less spectacular than that. Much less, in fact.
Jake uncovers his canvas, revealing the wintry scene.
I don't know how to finish it.
I didn't know you were a painter.
It's all I ever wanted to be. Ever since I discovered the art section at the library. Andrew Wyeth.
Yeah, Christina's World.
You know it?
Yeah. I had that painting on my bedroom wall in high school.
Me too. Of course, where I'm from, nobody actually becomes a painter unless they're painting the side of a barn.
You're not from the city?
Maine.
Huh.
A town about the size of this room. Right now, my family's taking bets on when I'll be home with my tail between my legs. Anyway, how many people really make it in the art world? Maybe they're right. Maybe I should give up.
Don't. No, you're really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, I should go. I'm late for this.
Polo? Polo match? High tea?
Dinner with Mom.
Ah, well, give my best to Muffy Tottingham von Doren. Oh, and bring me a doggy bag.
No.
Sloane takes her things and goes. Jake smiles, then frowns at his painting. Sloane arrives at the alley entrance of McGuire's and goes inside. She enters the ladies' room and looks around, seeing no one.
Okay.
She turns to the mirror just as Rita comes in with a stack of towels.
Hey, this faucet is leaking again. Did you call maintenance?
They don't know from faucets. Oh, what's with the lipstick? I thought we covered that.
Don't start, Mom. Let's go. I am starving.
Rita pats Sloane on the back and they leave together.
Ah, there's nothing like the smell of a plastic tree, right, Uncle Jimmy?
Hey! I can reuse it and I don't have to water it.
Yeah, because it would be such a chore to water a 2-foot tree.
There are trees outside.
Listen, how's that job of yours going, dressing up those dummies?
Did she tell you she got the Christmas windows?
It's just one window.
But it's a big window.
Actually, they're the same size.
Well, whatever, we're proud of you, kid.
Thank you. And where's Aunt Doris?
She's working. I'm gonna come over and fix your mom's sink.
And eat me out of house and home. It'd be cheaper to hire a real plumber.
Oh, be my guest.
Did I tell you I rode the elevator with that cute Jake today?
Yes, you may have mentioned it 3 or 4 times.
He's very sweet.
Yes, he's a real charmer.
Good looking, too. Better looking than that Kenny.
Okay. Kenneth. And you've never met him.
Who's Kenneth? Does he make a living?
He's from a big shot banking family.
Oh, fancy.
I guess too fancy to meet us.
Okay, I will introduce you when things get more serious.
It's been 3 months. Your father and I married after 2 weeks.
Yes, and we all know how well that worked out.
We had fun while it lasted. When you know, you know. Fish, cut bait.
And you wonder why you scared off my last boyfriend?
You were too good for him.
Sloane twists her lips to one side.
But Jimmy, you can eat that last meatball.
Yes.
Oh.
And stay away from my plate.
Okay. Aunt Doris, you're supposed to be working.
Sloane steals the meatball.
Jeez. Jimmy, how many times are you going to fall for that?
It's unbelievable. It never fails.
Evening shoppers pile into McGuire's.
Remember, shoppers. All your holiday decorations.
Kenneth waits for Sloane outside.
Hey! Wow, you look nice.
Nice enough to convince you to join me?
I can't. I'm installing all night.
Again?
Yeah, sorry.
You realize I'll be the only guy at the client dinner without a plus one.
Well, I could loan you a mannequin. Or two. You could be a plus two.
Yeah, I don't think that would go over too well with the partners.
I'm free tomorrow night.
Going to the Knicks game with Flanders.
Lunch?
Mergers meeting.
All right.
I'll call you.
Okay. She'll be waiting anxiously by the phone.
Jake breezes past them. Kenneth gives Sloan a peck and glares after Jake. He climbs into his car. Sloan smiles to herself and goes inside. In their side-by-side displays, Jake reclines on a leather sofa in his wood-paneled space and Sloan hangs paper lanterns against a red pinstripe backdrop. Mac opens the door holding a box.
Christmas cookies from the cafe.
Yay! Cookies! What'd you get?
Look.
Oh.
Thanks, Mac.
Hey, what do we have here? Partridge in a pear tree?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. Give me a look. Oh, what? Like I'm going to steal your ideas.
Well, there's only so much you can write on a napkin.
True, but when I'm out of napkins, there's always paper towel, tissue paper.
You do know that bickering is a sign of affection.
Not in this case.
No, it's a sign of insecurity on her part.
I'm insecure.
That's why you overprepare. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Overprepare.
You two carry on like me and my wife. I mean, we had a disagreement over everything and loved each other till the day she died. So quiet without her. And you know what I miss most? Having someone to bicker with. Think of that. Good night, you two.
Good night, Mac. How long has he been alone?
4 years. He was married for 30. It would be really great for him to have somebody to spend the holidays with.
Yeah, it would.
Sloan briefly meets Jake's gaze. The next day, shoppers crowd around the dual window displays. In Sloan's, a mannequin dressed as Santa does a yoga pose wearing green and red athletic clothes. Next to him are fat-free cookies and coconut water. Jake's display shows Santa kicking his feet up in a man cave with mid-century modern furniture. He has a big glass of milk and bowl of candy in his lap. Fitch swoops into the office holding a newspaper.
Page 17, we have a blurb.
Blurb? Is it contagious?
The war of the windows at McGuire's. Sales are up, department store, yada yada, blah blah. Kudos, you two. Seems that you've managed to capture the zeitgeist.
The what?
Spirit of the times. Zeitgeist.
Gesundheit.
Would you say that, that one window captured it more?
No.
Oh.
But I do feel semi-confident in saying that I think one of you two will be stepping into Miss Jeffers' shoes very soon.
Hey, does she have big feet? Because I wear an 11.
Fitch smiles sarcastically at Jake and leaves.
All right, 10.5.
And you say that I am the insecure one.
Sloan and Jake leave McGuire's together after dark.
Ah, forgot my napkins.
Oh, wow. What a relief. Crisis averted.
Jake goes back inside using his key card to unlock the door.
The perimeter alarm will set in 5 minutes.
Jake turns on an escalator and steals a robe from a mannequin.
Sorry, Jimbo. Backed in the AM. You're looking good, though.
He brushes his teeth in the restroom. He crawls under the covers of a bed.
Home sweet home.
The bed is a display model sitting in the middle of the deserted department store. New York skyscrapers rise into the misty dawn light. Rita boards the elevator at McGuire's. Jake is already on it.
There she is.
It's you this morning, housewares had frittatas.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. I was at the laundromat.
Here. I brought you something much better. Home cooked.
Meatballs.
Meatballs are to be out,
Rita, you are the mother I never had.
Oh. You never had a mother?
No, I had one. She microwaves a lot, and she's kind of far away. So good. Thank you. How are you still single?
Well, you don't meet a lot of eligible men in the ladies' room.
Well, let's hope not.
How's your window going?
Not too bad. I'm in a little trouble with my coworker.
Romantic trouble?
No. No. She's way out of my league.
What makes you think that?
Trust me, I'm not the guy she's looking for. Well, this is me. Thanks again for the meatballs. You had me at Arrabbiata.
Jake gives Rita a hug. She pats him on the back and smiles. Later, Rita talks on the phone at home.
Come by the store. It'll take y'all 10 minutes. Well, how would you like to work all day with a leaky faucet? Yes, I will feed you. Fine. Hot roast and potatoes. See ya.
Is that Uncle Jimmy?
What gave it away?
Okay, so I know that it doesn't smell like as good as the plastic tree, but...
Oh, honey, you shouldn't have. Now I have to water it.
I'll water it.
You don't have time.
It'll take 5 seconds. Plus, it's a living tree, so we can plant it afterwards.
Rita shakes her head.
What's for dinner?
Aunt Doris brought some tongue.
We're not going to eat Aunt Doris's tongue. Yes, see, saying that makes me want to gag.
You're right. You cook.
I was in a window all day.
I was in a bathroom all day.
You win.
So, when am I ever going to meet Ken?
Oh, yeah, it is not the right time.
Why? Are you in a fight?
No. No, we're not in a fight. We've never even had a fight.
You haven't had a fight because you've never been honest with him. Invite him to Christmas Eve.
He's going skiing.
Why don't you invite Jake? He has nowhere to go.
What, are you two BFFs now?
It's Christmas. He's away from his family. I'm just saying.
Don't meddle.
Uncle Jimmy's making turducken.
You mean turducken?
No, turducken. Turkey fried and Dunkin' Donut batter.
Oh, my God.
Sloane lays in her bed under a pile of napkin sketches. She groggily opens her eyes. She pulls a napkin off her neck and grimaces, looking at the clock. She flattens a sketch on her pillow showing a scene of a boat floating on water. She crumples it and puts her glasses on. She considers another sketch and throws it over her shoulder. Jake awakens and stretches in McGuire's. He makes the bed and dons the robe from a mannequin. Sloane strides down the sidewalk. Jake unlocks an employee door and goes in. On the sidewalk, Jake grabs a newspaper. He arrives outside of McGuire's at the same time as Sloane. Mac is there washing windows as usual.
Good morning, Mac.
Oh, thanks, honey. What is Santa's wife's name? Mary. As in, Merry Christmas.
No, Martha. Try Martha Claus.
Oh, that could work. Hey, speaking of age-appropriate women, I got just a girl for you, Mac.
Okay, run. And do not look back.
She's a hottie. And she makes a killer meatballs arrabbiata. You probably know her. She works in the store. Likes to have a good time, kind of loud. Rita.
That's not what he needs.
Who doesn't need a good time?
No. Okay, Mac, if you're looking to get back into the game, you just let me find you somebody.
No. Thank you both very much, but I have all I need right here. I have McGuire's.
All right, I'm kind of starting to worry about that. When was the last time you had female company?
Hey, aren't you getting a little personal here?
No, face it, romance is for you young kids.
Actually, Van Doren's not all that young.
I'm the same age as you.
Really? You seem older.
Oh, okay. Well, when you act 12, I'm sure everyone seems older.
Zing.
Sloane rolls her eyes, walks on. Mac folds his arms and smiles at Jake.
All right, fine, I looked.
Jake swats Mac's arm with a newspaper. Fitch stands with the crowd clamoring outside the dual window displays.
Fantastic, isn't it? This is our recycled window. You know, we're really conscious about keeping everything green here at McGuire's, and everything is recycled. The sofa cans, the LED light on Rudolph, and that window is fantastic too. The saying, it's ho, ho, ho. Santa says ho, ho, ho. But we just did a yo, 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 because the kids, they really enter into the whole yo.
One window has Santa as a rapper in sunglasses with a big gold medallion. The other depicts Santa in a sleigh of recycled materials.
All right, I'll see you later.
Jake leaves Rita on the elevator. Kenneth and Sloan shop at a counter.
Thank you for helping with the Christmas show.
Of course.
Can I see this one?
You have great taste.
Megan, this is Kenneth.
My pleasure.
My boyfriend.
I'm usually in cosmetics. Drop by for a sample.
Oh, I don't wear cologne and allergies.
I have hypoallergenic.
Oh.
That's good to know.
You like this one?
It's beautiful.
Try it on.
It's not a ring. What? I'm just saying. Hey, Kenneth, you should use her employee discount. She gets 15% off.
Yeah, technically, you can't use my employee discount unless I buy it for you.
You don't mind? Because that would be fantastic. In fact, charge two of those.
Two?
Yeah, for my partner's wives.
Oh,
You gift wrap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Breaking the knight in shining armor.
You're still here?
I work here. Remember? Supermodel / visual merchandiser.
Look, in case you're wondering, I'm buying your present somewhere else.
Who's gonna sign for that?
Me.
Group hug.
In your case, group therapy.
Peter.
How do you stand him?
Yeah, it's amazing what a person can get used to.
It might be time to have my father make another phone call.
What? Kenneth, what did you do?
Okay, fine. I may have had my father mention you to old man McGuire at the club, okay? It's not a big deal. I'm sure you would have got this window thing anyway.
Yeah, only now I will never know.
But does it matter? You got a window. That's what's important.
Then why do I feel sick to my stomach?
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I was just trying to help.
I know.
Sloan signs the receipt.
Can we put this behind us?
I guess.
Okay, great. I'll see you tonight then, okay? Gift receipt. And don't be late because everyone there is expecting to meet you.
Bye.
Kenneth gives Sloan a quick kiss and leaves with the gifts. A sea of shoppers passes the windows of McGuire's at night. Jake and Slan leave the building.
You look nice.
Thank you.
Actually, you look perfect.
Thank you. That's, it's a compliment, right?
Well, don't take this the wrong way, but why do you need all that makeup and fake stuff?
Oh, you're saying I look fake?
No, I'm saying that you're more of a natural, what's the...
Natural beauty?
No, that's not it. Yeah, you're more of a natural beauty. Mm. That's why you're taking Kenny for dinner tonight.
Ha ha ha. It's his firm's Christmas party.
Well, don't get stuck with the check.
Sloan grins with gritted teeth and walks away. Jake watches her go, then doubles back inside for his nightly routine. Sloan looks over her shoulder and sees Jake has disappeared inside. She frowns to herself and returns to the door. Jake strolls through aisles of handbags. He jogs up the escalator. Sloan comes in and sees him.
Last minute shopping? You were gonna sabotage my window, weren't you?
No.
Okay, then what are you doing here?
I'd rather not say.
Shoplifting, vandalism, trying on women's clothing?
No, and that's a thought.
Sloan stands her ground and stares at Jake.
All right, follow me.
Sloan follows Jake to his display bed.
Welcome to my humble abode.
You're living here?
Well, if by living here you mean living here, then yes.
For how long?
A couple weeks. Like 8.
Jake pulls a book out of the nightstand drawer.
Ta-da! I ran out of rent money. I
It's temporary. At least, I hope it is.
You realize these are grounds for termination, right? I mean, not to mention that I'm pretty sure that it's illegal.
All right, look. I know you hate me, but will you please not tell Fitch about this?
I don't hate you.
You don't?
Okay, maybe a little.
Yeah, I hate me a little, too. So.
Okay, we will pick this up tomorrow. I gotta go.
About that. The door is locked.
Okay, so how do you get out?
I don't. Not till morning.
Sloane's jaw drops and her eyelids flutter.
Hey, why didn't you tell me that this could happen?
Was I supposed to? I'm telling you, they're locked electronically. It's not gonna open.
Okay. I'm just gonna,
You're not gonna get any cell reception in here either. I'm sorry.
This is a nightmare. Kenneth's entire firm is expecting me. And what is he gonna think when I don't show up?
I think he'll understand. Come on, who doesn't spend a night trapped in a department store? No. Hey, no. Come on, here.
I can't blow my nose in your sketches.
Yeah, you can. They're not any good.
No, they are. Even your napkins are better than mine.
Hey, what's that Parsons School of Confidence?
You should have gotten both windows.
What are you talking about?
Kenneth's dad made a call. And that's how I got this job. Because I'm not good enough.
Of course you are.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. And I hate you a little bit too, so I have no reason to lie. Come on. I'm gonna cheer you up.
Jake steers Sloane onto the elevator. They sit outside Fitch's office drinking champagne and eating sweets from a gift basket.
I have been eyeing this basket for days.
Isn't this considered stealing?
I didn't buy it. Look at the card.
For the design staff. Fitch is supposed to share this with us.
I'm trying to tell you. Get in there.
Oh, man, that was so good. I haven't had chocolate since I met Kenneth.
He doesn't believe in chocolate.
Try one of these. It's gluten-free.
What is gluten? You know what? Strike that. Did you say free?
Jake tosses a chocolate into his mouth.
Wow. Okay, at this rate, we're not going to fit in those windows.
That's what I'm hoping. Can I interest you in a little more of this delicious McGuire fizz apple?
I am pretty sure that bottle has been here since the store opened.
Then it is aged to perfection.
Sloane rises and goes to the door of the senior designer T. Jeffers Bacon office. Jake stands next to her.
What do you think? Spend a little time in here?
I think I can get used to it.
To the future, Miss Jeffers.
They toast their glasses.
Come. I want to show you something.
They go to an outdoor balcony.
Oh, no heater, furniture, no roof. Suits you.
It's the best view in the house, though.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of Christmas back home. Aside from the buildings, cars, and people.
Sounds peaceful.
It is. We had a frozen pond in the backyard.
You skate.
Of course. You?
Rockefeller Center. It's been years, though.
So what did you do before McGuire's?
It's embarrassing. I folded t-shirts at the mall.
Wow. I worked in a Santa suit outside of a dry cleaner's.
I wore a polyester uniform.
I repeat, Santa suit.
My last name isn't Von Doren. I added the Von to make it sound more important.
Wow. You really are competitive. Okay. I dropped out of art school because I couldn't afford it.
Miss Jeffers said that I lacked talent.
I haven't finished a painting in 3 months.
I have been dreading Kenneth's Christmas party all week.
I'm living in a department store.
I live in Brooklyn, 2 blocks from my mother.
Well, my mother says I'm a dreamer.
My mother's the bathroom attendant at McGuire's.
Wait, what? Rita is your mother? Are you making this up just to win whatever this is?
No.
Were you adopted?
No. I am a facade. I'm like a window. That's what we do, isn't it? We create perfect images for people to admire.
Jake nods slightly, meeting Sloane's gaze. Sloane tenses her lips and looks away. They descend the store escalator together.
You called me a fake. No, you were right.
I didn't say you were fake. I said you look better without makeup. There's a difference.
Yeah. I was so happy when I got hired at McGuire's because I thought, you know, hey, I could work my way up and eventually make enough money so that my mom could stop working. You know? She spent all of her savings putting me through school. I mean, every paycheck, every tip. And
wow.
Here I am. I am embarrassed to admit that she is my own mother.
Fitch pencils in his mustache.
What did you say?
Fitch pencils in his mustache. He keeps women's makeup in a locker in the executive restroom. I'm not kidding. You see, who isn't a fake in some way or another?
You.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, you're not.
Are you kidding me? I walk around like everything's hunky-dory, but you think it doesn't kill me that I'm broke or that my family doesn't believe in me? But I'm not even sure if I believe in me.
You realize that you are showing in one of the best art galleries in New York. The front window at McGuire's. No, Salvador Dali dressed windows at Bonwitz in 1934.
Get out of here.
No, I'm serious. He used a display and he made it with a bathtub, pigeons, and dismembered mannequins.
What?
When the store tried to change it, he went into an artistic rage and he hurled the bathtub through the front window onto Fifth Avenue. He was detained in a stock room and then he was carted off to jail.
No.
Yeah.
Are you telling me this because you think I'll end up in jail?
No. No. I am telling you this because Dali was an artist. Like you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, if you're not doing anything on the 23rd, my family were having a Christmas dinner at my mom's.
Christmas on the 23rd? That's an interesting tradition.
Christmas Eve. Eve.
Eve. Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, my family usually works on holidays. Holiday pay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Will Sir Kenneth be there?
Aspen.
In that case, I accept. Black tie optional?
Forbidden. I should warn you, though. We are having turkey deep fried in Dunkin' Donuts batter.
Turduncan?
You know Turduncan?
Of course. Who doesn't know Turduncan?
I apparently just me.
Jake checks his phone.
Sorry, it's a second. Something's going on with my phone here.
What?
It was.
What?
Oh, that's weird. That it would just start playing music like that. I guess maybe we should dance. Come on.
Oh.
This is me cheering you up.
All right, why not?
They slow dance.
See, that's not so bad. Wow, not bad. I'm gonna dance.
Shut up.
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Jake twirls Sloane.
Okay, all right.
I'm coming back.
He dips her low and pulls her close. Their faces hover inches apart, then closer. They duck behind a counter just as a security guard appears behind the metal door grate. Seeing nothing, he turns and leaves.
You ever play 7 minutes in heaven? Just saying.
You should have done it out there.
Jake and Sloane wake up leaning on each other on the floor behind the counter.
Good morning, sunshine.
How long have you been sleeping?
Must have been that cheap apple cider you plied me with. Oh, I was right. You do look better without makeup.
I have to go, Kenneth.
You want me to handle that for you?
Attention, employees. The store will open in 10
Oops.
Minutes.
No, you have, you've done it up.
Hey, what happened to that chocolate scarfing Brooklyn girl from last night?
Hello?
Hey, Megan.
We were working late.
Something like that.
You might want to get your act together. The store is opening. The
store is open.
Great. Now I have to do the walk of shame.
Big deal. I do it every day.
Employee discount, 5%, right? That's how we do it.
Thank you. Time's a little short.
No, hey. It's charming. It's very indeed.
Fitch greets them.
Weren't you wearing that yesterday? Yes.
We were...
Not interested. Chop, chop. Photographer's waiting.
What photographer?
The Times. He's doing a spread on the Christmas windows. I told you about this. You didn't let her know?
Sorry. I totally forgot.
I can't be photographed like this.
I can. I look great.
Fitch waves them to follow.
Come on, both of you.
It's not funny.
No, it's not.
No!
Well, it's funny you say that because the crowds outside have never been bigger. Actually, Christmas Eve will be unveiling.
Sloan and Jake pose for photos.
Pageants.
A series of photos of Jake and Sloan in awkward, candid poses. Sloan meets Kenneth at the bar.
I am so sorry that I missed the party.
I cannot believe you got locked in there with that guy. If there was anyone else, I might be jealous. What was he doing? Robbing the place?
It's sort of complicated. Can I have Chardonnay?
Thanks. Certainly.
He lost his apartment.
So?
So he's kind of temporarily been living there.
At McGuire?
In the bedroom display.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. But you can't say anything to anyone.
That's so perfect.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling my dad. Are you kidding me? Old man McGuire would love to find out that loser is sleeping in the store.
No. No calls. No.
You want to become head designer, right?
Yeah, but not in that way.
Why? This is a slam dunk.
Promise me. You're not going to make any calls?
Okay. I promise no calls.
Thank you.
Sloan puts Kenneth's phone down and grabs her wine glass. The next day in the store, Sloan paints a mannequin's back white. Mac comes into the workshop with a newspaper. A photo of Sloan and Jake is on the front page.
I'm guessing you saw it.
Oh, God. Unfortunately, yes.
Most people only get in the papers three times in their lives. When they're born, when they're married, when they die.
Or in my case, when they look like a complete psycho.
You know, I don't remember a time when the windows got more attention. Miss Jeffers didn't get half your crowds. And she worked alone.
Haha. Lucky her.
So spending the night in the store hasn't changed your opinion of him?
He told you about that?
Yeah. I offered him to stay at my place, but he's too proud.
No, I think you're giving him too much credit. And the keys to the executive restroom? I am shocked that he has not made off with the soap and the bathroom fixtures and...
I didn't give him the keys. Must have got those from someone else.
He said that you gave him the keys.
No, just the alarm codes.
Jake comes in and sees the paper.
Hot dog. I look pretty good. Don't worry, you look all right.
You have the alarm codes?
Oops.
Max scurries away.
So we weren't locked in?
Technically, no.
Why would you lie to keep me in the store?
Why do you think?
I don't know. To distract me? To keep your enemies closer? To make me look unprofessional in front of Fitch, or to, I don't know, try to ruin things between me and Kenneth?
None of the above. Although, to be fair, you and Kenneth, I don't see it.
Whatever it is that you think you're doing here,
it won't work.
Can't blame a guy for trying, right?
Well, we still have one more window.
Grand finale.
Mm-hmm. And my window is going to make your window look like a re-gifted fruitcake.
Is that right?
Yeah. So you better go on, get back to your napkins.
No, there's no more napkins. It's all up here.
Mmm. That'll work out real well.
Sloane jabs her brush into the paint. At home, Sloane sketches in charcoal, a stately fireplace. Jake paints a couple ice skating on a lake in his painting of a winter landscape, their arms spread wide in an arabesque. Sloane sets her drawing aside among other sketches. Jake adds more details to the couple with dabs of his brush. Sloane adds measurements and blueprints to her sketch. She falls asleep slumped over the drawing desk. The sun rises glinting off the city windows. The morning rush hour passes the window displays of the store. Rita leans on a post outside the back entrance sipping coffee. Jake and Sloane arrive.
Morning, Rita. Looking good.
Hello, thank you. Smell good.
Yes, a free cologne samples.
How's that eggnog?
Weak.
I concur. Not the margin kitchenware. Oh, what's up, K-Man?
Aren't you supposed to be at the airport?
Flight delay. Last chance to change your mind.
I can't.
Come on.
Kenneth waves to Rita from his car window. She points to herself in surprise and steps closer. Kenneth drops change in her cup.
Happy holidays.
Kenneth, that's her drink. She's my coworker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It happens.
I don't shake hands, but I'll tell you what. Buy yourself something on me, okay?
Hand that back, please. Hand it back, please.
Hey, girls. I'm going to fix the sink in the ladies' john. You want to join me for a couple of hot dogs later?
Yeah. Come on, keep on. Let's go get some. Kenneth, this is my mother, Rita Durantella.
Kenneth gets out of the car.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. I thought you said that your mother was traveling.
Yeah. Well, only back and forth to McGuire's. She's the domestic concierge, which is... That's not the truth. She's a bathroom attendant. And this is my Uncle Jimmy.
I'm a drain surgeon.
Sloane, what is going on?
I thought that you wouldn't like me if you knew that I wasn't like you. And apparently I am the most shallow and insecure person in the entire world. I'm sorry.
Kenneth's eyes narrow and he shakes his head.
I have to go.
I'm sorry.
So,
wait, shouldn't we fight about this? About...
Sloane watches frowning as Kenneth's black car glides away. Rita rests her head on Sloane's shoulder. The store workshop table is covered in art supplies.
You okay?
Jake sits with Sloane.
He'll get over it. A little fighting's good for a couple, right?
Kenneth doesn't fight.
Yeah, I thought Kenneth didn't shake hands.
I really messed this up.
Clearly, I'm no relationship expert, but if he can't accept you for who you are, why would you want to be with him?
And who am I, really? I mean, come on, what? I'm a liar and a fake with questionable talent.
That is not who you are.
If only I had been honest with him from the beginning.
He would have dumped you immediately.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm going to dinner.
What? It's 3:00.
Yeah, I'm done early.
How can you be done?
I mean, I'll probably paint the room green, red, or I don't know, maybe both.
You expect me to believe that
right there, is your Christmas Eve window.
Yep.
You're trying to throw me off.
Huh. Less is more, right?
What happened to more is more?
Maybe less is the new more.
That's your final window. A plate of cookies and a glass of milk.
And a Santa hat.
You realize you're gonna lose.
I don't know. Maybe.
And you don't care.
It means more to you.
Sloane's brow furrows. Jake gives her a tight-lipped smile and leaves. At Rita's house, Jake and the family members sit in the living room. Jake holds a childhood photo of Sloane.
There she is. Merry Christmas Eve, everyone.
I saw you naked.
Okay. What are you doing here?
You invited me. The other night at the store?
Yeah, I know. I remember. I just didn't think you'd actually show up.
Jake brought you these beautiful flowers.
Second floor garden display.
Good eye. I would have brought chocolate, but for some reason, Fitch started locking his office.
Speaking of which,
thanks, girlfriend. I am gonna miss that 20 jet shower.
You gave him the keys to the executive restroom?
They may have fallen out of my pocket into his hand.
You know, Jake was just telling us the story of his favorite...
No, Uncle Jimmy,
Okay. So he wanted a pair of ice skates so badly. Finally, it's Christmas time. He opens them up, and they're white girl skates. Oh.
They were out of the black ones.
Son, you remember the Christmas you got your ice skates? You were crazy about those skates.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
That must be the date.
You invited a date?
Fremont.
A date?
Relax, sit down.
But she doesn't date.
Oh, she does now. Do I look okay?
No, you're a traffic stopper, really.
Thank you.
So who's this date? Have you heard about this?
I don't know. She didn't say anything to me.
Mac enters with a gift basket.
Rita?
Hi, Mac.
You look lovely.
Well, thank you. You clean up well yourself.
Well, you'd be surprised what a little Windex will do.
Everybody. This is Mac.
Hey, Mac.
Hi, Mac. Hey, all right. You kids got me thinking. You know, I spent the holidays alone since my wife died. She wouldn't have liked that. Your mother and I, well, we've had our eye on each other for a while now. Haven't we, Rita?
I know I have.
Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I, for one, am dying to break into that turduncan.
Well, let's go. Follow me.
Yes, let's go.
Ho, 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 ho. Here comes the turtle.
Oh, my God. Duncan, you did it.
Who's going to carve this thing?
Well, you do.
No, I don't want to carve that. I've been unclogging sinks all day.
All right. I'll carve it. I'm in a sculpting class, so.
You're a sculptor, too?
No, well, not exactly. I inspire the sculptors.
He's a supermodel.
Oh, now that is a job that I would be very good at.
Yeah, we'll be waiting with bated breath on that.
Uncle Jimmy, when you're done, can you hand me that?
Pass the rolls.
Hey, bun thief. That's my butt.
Uh-oh.
This is your butt. Give me my butt.
Pass the rolls.
Give me back.
They all toss dinner rolls at each other. Sloane laughs with tears in her eyes. She watches Jake laugh and get pegged in the face with a roll. Her eyes sparkle. The final window displays are covered. Fitch addresses the crowd.
Happy holidays, loyal shoppers. Welcome to our annual Christmas Eve unveiling. Now, as usual, McGuire does have our stocking stuffers here, so please feel free to take a couple stocking stuffers. Here you are, ladies. There you are. Anthea, not you, Jake, thank you. Stocking stuffers. Now, in 95 years of business here at McGuire's, that we're known for quality, we are known for tradition, but we're also known for our... Yes, there it is. Miss? We're also known for our Christmas windows, which everybody loves, and I'm sure you'll agree that this year we really outdid ourselves. I'm very excited about this. So please, with no further ado... Window one.
Jake's window is just a plate of cookies.
Wow.
The crowd shrugs.
Jake?
Yeah, Jake, is that... is that your window? Yeah. What is that?
Minimalism. It sends a message.
What message is it sending?
Eliminating excess?
Jake, we're a department store. Excess is what we do.
Yeah, well, you know, today's economy as it is, setbacks, cutbacks.
Cutbacks, cutbacks. Oh, there'll be cutbacks, my friend. There's gonna be cutbacks. Ladies and gentlemen, luckily, we have two windows. So, window number two, here we are.
Sloan's window is a real family sitting around a warmly lit dinner table.
Yeah, love it. Nice, that's better.
The family starts a food fight.
What's going on here?
It's a Christmas dinner food fight.
Oh, wait, that's a little risky.
Zeitgeist.
Ah, right.
Congrats. You did it.
The family's fight escalates. Food splatters the window.
No.
The crowd scatters.
They were joking. It's fine. It was a joke. They're hired actors. Sales inside. Congratulations, you two. You just single-handedly ruined Christmas for McGuire's. So, it's great. You're fired.
Sloan and Jake frown and lock eyes. The exterior of McGuire's is wrapped in a big red bow made of lights. People ice skate next to the illuminated fountain in Rockefeller Square. Jake stands at his easel painting. Sloan comes in and looks at his work.
It's so beautiful.
Really?
Really.
Jake smiles and lowers his palette.
So, Christmas Eve, here we are. Yeah.
He offers her a candy cane from his shirt pocket.
Candy cane?
Treja.
For me.
An apology for la latte.
She hands him a coffee.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Among other things, I'm the reason that you got fired.
That was inevitable.
This is true.
At least I can fall back on my career as a supermodel.
This is not true. It's not gonna happen, no. I have been trying for so long to be somebody else that I completely lost sight of what's important. You know, I was standing outside McGuire's tonight, and I just realized, you know, we should be capturing the Christmas spirit, not the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't want to be responsible for ruining 95 years of tradition, and I don't think you do either.
Well, I do prefer being irresponsible.
You're very good at it. You still have the alarm code?
Maybe.
You know where this belongs.
They look over the painting. Sloan gestures to the corner of it.
Sign it.
Jake picks up a brush and adds his initials to the bottom corner. J. D. Later, they carry the painting to the store's back entrance.
So, no food fights, no half-eaten cake, no Santa being sawed in half by a magician. Really, that just leaves Kenneth. How festive.
Kenneth opens the car door holding flowers.
Hi. Come on in here. It's freezing out there.
Well, it looks like it's Christmas in the Hamptons after all.
Well, was it aspirin?
Sloan sits with Kenneth. Jake closes the car door behind her.
We'll always have Brooklyn.
Jake hangs his head and goes inside.
So, why aren't you in Aspen?
Denver is completely, totally snowed in, no flights. So, I got your message.
Yeah, it felt weird how things were left. I'm sorry. I should have been honest with you. I had this image of what I thought I should be, and I was wrong.
Apology accepted.
Thank you.
And I've been thinking, and I want you to know that I am willing to overlook those people.
What people?
You know, your mother and the plumber.
Those people are my... Wait a minute. I'm sorry, do you smell like cologne?
What?
No, you smell like cologne. Like Eau de Megan.
Okay, yes, we had drinks.
You and Megan?
Yes, and maybe dinner last week when you were working. It was not a big deal. You lied to me, I lied to you. Let's just call it even, okay? And start over.
I don't want to start over.
Because of Megan? It didn't mean anything to me. She's just a sales girl.
And I am just a window dresser.
You called me.
Yes. To apologize. Those people are my family. You know, and yeah, they might be loud and very embarrassing, but they're mine. And I love them. You know, I don't want to be somebody's plus one. I want to be somebody's battle axe.
Sloane smiles and swats the bouquet of flowers back into Kenneth's arms. Kenneth frowns and tilts his head, mouthing, "Battle axe?" Sloane marches into the workroom where Jake already sits. He stands and looks at her expectantly.
If you must know, Lord Kenneth's flowers are on their way to Aspen.
Jake shrugs, feigning casualness. When Sloane's back turns, Jake pumps his fist in silent victory. He pulls out his phone and pushes a button. He points at the phone, shrugging and grinning. Sloane gives him a reproachful smile, then softens into a grin. She and Jake get to work, unpacking boxes of ornaments and decorating a tree. The tree almost topples over. Jake finds an ornate gold frame and fits his painting into it. Jake dons a Santa hat and coat and spins around. He puckers his lips and leans towards Sloane. She pushes his face away. They walk to the elevator.
I cannot wait to see the look on Fitch's face.
Well, he's either going to kiss us or kill us. I'm really sure which I'd prefer.
I don't think I'd like either one of those.
Jake uses his key card.
Oh my gosh, what happens?
They dash up the stairs.
Fitch must have changed the codes.
The alarm rings through the empty store. Outside, police cars pull up just as Sloane and Jake run out.
Hold it right there.
Hold it there.
Hands against the hood of the car. Hands against the hood of the car.
It's okay. We work here.
Okay, well, we used to work here.
We used to work here.
But we don't.
All right.
I don't know him.
You're both under arrest.
Don't say it.
I won't.
You're not freaking out?
What are they going to do? They already fired us.
Jail?
Perfect. There's no windows.
Plus free meals.
And no makeup.
You've changed, Von Doren.
You haven't.
Sloane smiles smugly. A black car pulls up.
Did you call Kenneth?
No.
Did you call Kenneth and Kenneth called his father?
I have no idea who that is.
An officer talks to the person in the car and gestures to the other policeman who uncuffs Sloane and Jake. Max steps out of the back of the car wearing an elegant suit and tie.
Mac?
What's going on here? Whose car is this?
It's mine.
Wow. Washing windows paved better than I thought.
No, I'm just rich.
Sure, and I bet you have three last names.
Oh, no, only one. Maguire. It's my family. You know, they just loved those boardrooms and meetings at the club. I tried that lifestyle back in the day, but it's not for me. I like being where the action is, getting to know my employees, being treated like a regular person. My life is rich because of the people in it. Like you two.
Sloane shakes her head in surprise.
You mean group hug? Am I?
Okay.
They all hug.
It's Christmas again and everybody's
home. A crowd gathers outside the covered windows once more.
This year, we've really outdone ourselves. Okay, so without any further ado, here we are. Here it is.
Pitch opens the first display, an opulent dinner table.
Wow. Isn't that nice? You can always smell the tricks.
Next to the table, a model train set chugs through a quaint snowy town. Greta leans into Mac's arms and watches. In the second window, Jake and Sloane pose with their arms around each other. They stand next to Jake's painting and the decorated tree. The train continues on its circular track through this room. Sloane and Jake grin and lean on each other. Their family and friends beam and applaud with the crowd. Fitch storms into the display.
Congratulations, you two, on your marginally deserved promotion.
Promoting us?
Yes, Jake. Consider yourselves both the new Miss Jeffers. God help us.
Thank you, Mr. Fitch. We will not disappoint you.
Mm. Nice to meet you.
No doubt, Jake. No doubt. I love this window.
Greta and Mac watch with dreamy smiles. Jake and Sloane hold the pose.
Okay, seriously, is this sweater made out of Brillo?
Stop it. Put your mind on something else.
Okay.
Jake glances up and sees mistletoe hanging over them. He tilts Sloane's chin toward him and kisses her. Sloane wraps her arm around him and ends the tender kiss with her eyes still closed.
How about that?
She steadies herself on his arms. Greta and Fitch high five.
All right.
Jake glances at their audience.
We should probably do that again.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They kiss passionately, framed by the Christmas scene. Greta and Mac hold each other in their arms and smile at each other. The screen frames Sloane and Jake's kiss in a spotlight. Credits. Supervising producer, Jonathan I. Schwartz. Starring, Sloane Van Doren, Kyler Lee. Jake Dooley, Paul Campbell. Greta Dorantella, Naomi Judd. Mac McGuire, Terrence Kelly. Fitch, Matty Finocchio. Kenneth Carlisle, Cameron Matheson. Uncle Jimmy, Eric Keenly Side. Megan, Christy Lying. Cop, Tobias Slezak. Sales Associate, Daniela Martucci.